views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. What dreams may come. Are you seeking personal guidance? Transformation Talk Radio presents Psychic World with John G. Sutton, one of Britain's top clairvoyants, is your spiritual guide. Call in 1-800-930-2819.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to Psychic World. I am indeed John G. Sutton, and with me this evening is my incredible co-host, the remarkable Countess Starella. Good evening, Countess.
Hello, fantastic listeners. We have been waiting all week to talk to you.
We have indeed, Countess, yeah. And let me tell you a little bit about what this show's about, Psychic World. Ladies and gentlemen, this show is all about you. It's all about your dreams, your hopes, your aims and ambitions. And this evening, you can call in and speak direct to me, John G. Sutton, or my amazing co-host, Countess Starella. We want to help you achieve all that's possible in this often very difficult world. So do please call in this evening. The number to call is 1-800-930-2819. Or you can call 401-322-9091. Countess, people are always asking me, how can we get in touch with the amazing Countess Starella?
They may find me at countessstarella.com or my home away from home or rainham.com, where I appear daily in various resplendent attires.
You do. I have seen some of these. I was remarkably struck by the feathers. Are you still wearing plumes on your head?
Naturally.
Very good. And that purple hair, ladies and gentlemen, if you've never seen this, go and have a look at rainham.com. The lady to look for is Countess Starella, and you've got a treat in store there. Is that right, Countess?
Absolutely. They will be loved and appreciated and entertained in a way never seen anywhere.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's, Barnum had the same idea, didn't he?
The greatest show on earth.
The greatest show on earth. Wonderful, yeah. Or you can catch me, ladies and gentlemen. You can see me on psychicworld.net. All you've got to do is tune in on your computer, have a look at psychicworld.net. You can get hold of me there. Or indeed, I am, again, on rainham.com. And this evening, we've got a very special subject. We're talking about absent healing. Now, I actually do help people by absent healing, but I have one very, very strict rule that I abide by. People have got to ask me.
Yes,
it's the same with my psychic abilities. I've got to be asked. I would never ever dream of going up to somebody and saying, "I'm John G. Sutton. I'm a psychic medium, and I've got a message for you," or "I've brought some healing for you. I know that you need healing." It's an infringement. It's an intrusion. It's an offence against free will. And I believe, Countess, I don't know how you feel about this, but some people are being given problems for a specific reason. I mean, can I give you an example here? Take somebody who is consistently and never stops working. The family are neglected, the children are neglected, the people that need them are neglected, and suddenly they get some horrible affliction, which I would call something like, say they might have broken their arm or carpal tunnel syndrome or something like that, and they can no longer work. So they're being given this by the universe to just say, hey, stop. Yeah? Stop. You need to spend some time. So for the month or so that it takes them to heal, they spend time with their family and children, and maybe they'll look at life a little bit differently. Maybe that illness has been there to give them a little lesson. Do you have any thoughts on that, Countess?
Well, I think sometimes it does happen that way, that we need a jolt of some sort, hopefully not too severe a jolt, but some kind of cosmic get your attention message to help us to slow down in this busy, frenetic world.
Well, I'm sure that is why that happens. But if people do want healing and they ask me for healing, then I am able, by some mystical means, to conduct this. I have told this story on this channel before, that I woke up in the middle of the night with spirits at the side of my bed, and I woke up actually shouting, I said, I will not do this. Quite what they've been saying to me as I woke from my dream, I don't know. But I then heard a voice saying, you will do this. And around me, the spirits were watching. They were like translucent, shimmering gold. And through me came a brilliant white light that shone directly above me, through my body, through my chest. And the following day, when I woke up, I actually started healing people. I had no intention of doing this. And believe me, apart from physically helping people, you know, applying bandages or sutures when I worked as a nurse many years ago, I had never actually thought of myself as being a psychic healer, a spiritual healer, or a healer using energy forces or doing absent healing. But from that day when I woke up, I started doing that. So it was like to me a revelation, and it just became absolutely natural. And I have healed many hundreds of people now, not thousands, because this is very early for me. It's been about 6-7 months, but I have been doing this since that time and on a consistent basis. You heal people, Countess?
Yes, I do. I found, even when I was young, it was a great comfort to people because I have very, very warm hands. So even if they're not close to me, somehow this energy seems to radiate outward. Of course, it's ideal if they're nearby, but remotely it works as well. And it's a beautiful, lovely thing. And people have commented on it for many, many years. And I think both of us are quite fortunate, John, to have not only to have the ability, but the desire to use it.
Well, it's not just the desire to use it, it's having the confidence to do this.
Yeah.
I mean, my daughter is a Reiki master, and she helps to heal people. And she said the greatest step that she had to take was having that confidence to stand up and say, well, look, I have got the ability to channel this power. People who use Reiki believe that they're channeling a power. I do too, yeah. But with me, I don't claim that it's Reiki. I've never studied Reiki. I've never studied healing. All my studies have been specifically with philosophy and with psychic development. But I've never actually studied healing or Reiki or anything like that. Have you actually studied Reiki?
No, I have not studied Reiki, although I ran across it frequently when I was living in Asia. I find it quite interesting, and I think the other part of this good fortune is we're living in a time where people are very receptive to all these alternatives.
The alternative healing, yeah. And I must add a slight caveat that if anybody comes to me for healing, I would always say, by all means, I will do what I can, but you must not ignore your medical professional's advice.
Right.
Always take your medical professional's advice first, and from that point on, I am able to help. And if you will assure me that you know that you're not going to use this exclusively, then I will help. Because I'm not a medical professional anymore. I used to be 30 years ago, but I'm no longer a medical professional, and I wouldn't pretend to be. All that I am doing is offering a channel, a direction of energy that comes through me. I'm absolutely certain that it is not of me, and that is projected. I actually use the internet so that people can contact me through Skype or through Arenum, and on the webcam, they place their hands to the screen, and I will project the healing power that comes through me. And believe me, it works. There's a lady that comes in to see me on Arainham.com, and her son had been to the doctors for many years, and they couldn't actually find what was wrong with him. He had a permanently raised temperature, and I won't give any names here, but the lady who is aware of this knows who I'm talking about, and her son. And I said, well, look, bring your son to the camera. I ask him to put his fingers to the screen, and I will project powers. I did this on a number of occasions over the last few weeks, and she now tells me that her son's temperature has reached normal, that he feels much more positive, and he is determined to succeed now, because he was losing energy. Now, to that lady, a little miracle has happened for her son as well, and I can't actually explain how that happened. Do you have an explanation?
The explanation is a beautiful mystery, but it works, and what a lovely experience.
It is. For me, it's very, very nice to know that my healing is working. There was a lady came in to see me on a Arainham, and she'd fallen and badly damaged her knee. And she said every time that she had injuries like this, it took weeks and weeks to heal. That's no problem at all. I'll give you some healing. You know, I will do it. She sent me a message to say that within 2 days, although she'd badly injured her leg, it had virtually healed. There was no bruising, and the actual laceration down her knee had completely sealed, and she expected to be fully well within days, which is it's quite remarkable. I don't claim to have biblical healing powers, but if we look at the Bible, it says, Jesus said in there, you too shall also do as I do.
Brilliant.
Now, people, I'm not claiming to be anything like that. Absent healing works. I have a friend in the UK called Bill Parker, who has been healing people for the last 15 years, and he simply sends out power to people on an absent basis from a list. He just reads their name. We're going to listen to a song now, Countess. It's performed by my friend Lois J. Bereen and her colleague Jack Wills. It's based on my words. The song is called Just Lie to Me. Go for it.
That springtime together when our love was so new. The moonlit midnight when I first kissed you. Don't tell me it's over, but don't say goodbye. Give me one more loving season and you tell me a lie. Lie to me. Lie to me. Lie to me, darling. Whisper my name. Stretch the truth a little, that'll work the same. Our dreams may be broken, my heart will be, I know. I know how you're feeling, but I can't let it go. Lie to me. Lie to me. Say you feel for me the way I feel for you. Say it more than once and it might come true. Say it more than twice, you might believe it too. You called me all day, but you couldn't get through. Lie to me. Lie to me. Lie to me, tell me what you don't mean. The snow on the ground, tell me everything's green. Up is down, wrong is right. But tell me what I need to believe tonight. Lie to me. Lie to me. Whatever you can find. You thought about leaving, but you changed your mind. Say it's getting better, even if it's getting worse. Think about it for a while if you need to rehearse. Lie to me. Lie to me. Say you feel for me the way I feel for you. Say it more than once and it might come true. Say it more than twice, you might believe it too.
called me all day, but you couldn't get through.
I called you all day.
Lie to me. Lie to me. Lie to me, baby, tell me water is wine. Bend the tooth a little, it'll be just fine. Say you know it's over, but I'll just bet. If we're talking till the morning, I can make you forget. Lie to me. Lie to me. Lie to me. Lie to me.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Starella, one of Britain's most respected psychic mediums. John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Starella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Starella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Starella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Good evening and welcome back to Psychic World. I am indeed John G. Sutton, and with me is the amazing Countess Starella. Countess, how are you?
Fabulous, ecstatic, blissful, and enjoying every second of this lovely day.
A lovely day in Palm Beach. What, you got 80 today, is it?
It was beyond magnificent.
I believe New York's got some sunshine now. That's not allowed, is it? Hey, New York sunshine, hey? What about the snowman? Hey, where did the snowman go?
To quote Elvis, don't be cruel, baby.
No, New York's a wonderful city. I've been there many times, and no doubt will be again. Ladies and gentlemen, this show's all about you, your hopes, your dreams and ambitions. We've been talking this evening about absent healing. If you'd like to call in to discuss healing or anything related to that, please do call in. The number to call is 1-800-930-2819, or you can call 401-322-9091. The lines are open and we're ready to take your calls. We've got a lady on the line I'd like to speak to, please. Can I speak to Jennifer?
Hello?
Hello, is that Jennifer?
Yes, I'm here.
Jennifer, you sound wonderful tonight. You're full of energy.
Hi, I am. Thank you. Hi, Countess. Hi, Donji.
Hi.
Countess.
Good to have you, John. Yes.
Would you like to have a quick word with this wonderful lady, Jennifer, to start?
Certainly. Jennifer, how can I help you? What do you need in your life to feel better, safer, happier?
Safer, happier. I'm kind of torn. Like, my ex, it's a recent ex, but he's starting to, like, try to come back in my life, but not so much. I don't know what to think.
My initial inspiration is caution, caution, possibly slightly optimistic, yet cautious. Unless you are truly guided to give this person another chance, unless you can really let go of what's happened, number one, and part two is not to expect too many changes. Don't you feel he's still somewhat the way he once was?
Yes, I do.
How long have you two been apart?
About 3 months.
Did you feel a little bit of a burden off your shoulders when you got your independence back?
I did, and I started dating someone else.
And does that person still care for you?
Yes, he does. And so that was, makes it difficult. I mean, I don't really like the other guy, but I just, like, try to give myself a chance. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, get over him, and then all of a sudden he's been calling me this week.
Well, he seems to miss you more now that he doesn't have you to sort of push around anymore. Oh, this is a tough one. What do you think, John?
Yeah. Hello, Jennifer. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
Right, Jennifer. I feel that there's a big quandary here with this man. Do you know a place called Winnetka?
No, I don't.
All right. Winnetka? I just hear something to do with Winnetka. So it must be somewhere where you're going. I also feel that you're linked to Dallas, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
All right, well, somewhere around there, there's going to be a connection for you in the future. Also, are you having sleep problems, Jennifer?
Yes, I do.
Because I feel that you're not sleeping correctly. This is directly linked to stress. Are you with me?
Yeah, I sleep like maybe 3 hours in a day.
You're going to make yourself ill if you do that, Jennifer. And also, have you been losing weight?
Yes.
Jennifer, I'm telling you, you've got to get a grip here. And it's emotional stress that's doing this. This man that wants to come back into your life, it's all very well and good playing fast and loose with you. But this is not just fast and loose with your emotions. This is fast and loose with your health. Can you hear what I'm saying about that?
Yes.
And it's causing you sleepless nights. This is, you haven't always had this problem with sleeplessness, but this is hitting you now. So you have to do something about this, yeah? Also, this man who you've been dating, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Can you hear me about this man who you've been dating?
Yes,
when
I can.
You were during the split-up period, yeah? He uh-huh. has got something of a history behind him. Are you aware of that?
Yeah, I can sense that a lot.
Yeah, and there is somebody in his past that will not let him go. So you're going to get a lot of troubles there when you get if you get further involved with that man. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it makes complete sense.
No wonder you can't sleep, Jennifer. No wonder you can't get to rest, yeah? Also, I know you're in Dallas, but have you had some connections with Houston?
Houston? No, not really.
Because there's going to be a trip to Houston. Yeah. I think you're... I don't know how far away it is, but I feel you're flying into Houston. Yeah? And some career opportunities. You very much want to succeed in your own career as well, don't you, Jennifer?
Uh-huh. I do.
Jennifer, listen to me. I think that this man, your ex, is coming back into your life, but you've got to start set down some ground rules here. You've got to say to him, we aren't going back. We're not going to have a repeat of what's been happening in the past. So what we're going to do here, we're going to set down some ground rules and let's see where we go from there. That's how you're almost planning this, isn't it?
Yeah, I've actually told him that.
You're doing very well, Jennifer. You can't say I'm not psychic. But listen, what you've got to do is stick by it. You're a giver-inner. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, I'm kind of, yeah, I know.
you give in. You will allow him to slip back into his previous practices. That has got to stop. I keep hearing this name. Do you know the name of Mike or Michael? Yes.
Michelle, maybe, my friend. She's like one of my best friends. Mike?
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't think
Michael
of it right
or Michael
now.
Michael going to come into your life. But they're helping and advising and in a friendly way. I don't think that they're coming in as a lover. Are you with me? But the man that you're with, the ex who wants to come back, yes, but he's coming back on your terms. Do you understand me, Jennifer?
Yes, it is on my terms now.
Absolutely. You nail that and you'll be well. And you've got to start eating properly as well. That's another thing that's gone, by the way. And sleeping properly. You've got one or two problems there. I'll send you a prayer myself, you know, that
you
get better.
Thank you so much.
Jennifer, within a month, everything will turn around and you'll feel so much better. Wherever this place called Winnetka is, you're going to have a connection with there. I see a flight into Houston. I feel that there will be a little holiday that you take with this ex of yours who's coming back into your life. And I do feel that you will enjoy that. You've got aspirations to go to Europe one day, haven't you?
Yes, I love Europe. I would actually love to live there.
You will be going to Europe because I know that you want to visit London. I feel that you've been there before, but I feel that you're going to Paris. Have you got Paris on your list?
Yeah, I've been to Paris before, but I would like to go back again.
Yeah, well, you definitely are going to Paris because I can see the River Seine and the bridges. You've stood on the bridges looking over the River Seine, didn't you?
Mm-hmm, I did.
You will again. Jennifer, you've been a wonderful caller this evening. Your future's bright. You are going to win. But listen to me. It's on your terms. Thank you very much, Jennifer.
Well, thank you.
We will speak soon. We'll speak again. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, please do call in. It's 1-800-930-2819. You can speak to myself, John G. Sutton, or the amazing Countess Starella. And we're going to take a short break and we'll be back.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. Make sure to add positive emotions to your counterbalancing thoughts. I know that feeling positive and compassionate toward yourself can be a huge challenge, especially when you're struggling with anxiety. Therefore, it's helpful to imagine that the main source of your negative self-talk is a younger part of your mind, which is just playing old tapes and repeating outdated protective programs. You will notice how much easier it is to speak in a calm, reassuring, and comforting way when you visualize addressing an inner child. By counterbalancing your negative thoughts with kindness and compassion, you automatically shift your consciousness and attitude from "I am powerless" to "I'm taking charge."
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic, Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub.
Anxiety can attack or creep up on us at the most inopportune moments, which makes us feel powerless and out of control. However, anxiety is a basic feeling that is created by our mind. Understanding some do's and don'ts about anxiety is a first step to demystify this emotion and regain control. The more we know about a challenge, the more we can find ways to overcome it.
Welcome back. Welcome back. We're so honored to have all of our wonderful, wonderful listeners here tonight. I, Countess Starella, and the lovable John Sutton. Hello, John.
Hello there, Countess. That was very nice. Welcome back in. I believe we've got some callers on the line.
I think we'll take Celine from New York.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call.
Hello, Celine.
Hello.
Hello, darling. How are you?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. Good. How are you?
Great. How may we help you this evening?
I'd kind of like to ask, I'm thinking about getting hormone treatment, and I'm thinking of a certain, there's a more holistic, natural way, and I was just thinking what you're kind of intuitively getting about that, if it's the right decision, or if maybe lifestyle changes and maybe like energetic treatment, such as Reiki or something, would be a better choice or enough.
This seems very, very timely and as though it will be productive emotionally and financially. Are you ready to make a quantum leap here, Celine?
Yeah, I mean, I am definitely.
And have you totally made up your mind that you will let no one stand in the way of this endeavor?
I think so. Maybe I can be a little bit more confident, but I'm pretty made up. Sure.
I would feel as though the world is my oyster, that people will gravitate to you and it will take off in a way maybe even that you haven't imagined or dreamed of. You have a gift, you have a talent. How long have you been contemplating doing this thing? Is it already a work in progress?
I haven't physically started, but over the past year, I've been like researching quite a bit my options, and I'm very close to it.
I think it's wonderful. I have nothing but great vibrations about it. Some
good.
Unseen Thank forces you. Of the universe will boost you and assist you in making this dream a reality. John, don't you think this sounds fabulous?
I'm absolutely certain that Celine is going to make some real progress here. And as I heard your voice, Celine, a song came to me. Yeah. We'll take Manhattan, the Bronx, and Staten Island, too. So somewhere or other, you've got to make a big breakthrough in New York, New York. Yeah. And I do feel that it's not just going to be on a one-to-one basis. You're going to do something to do with like corporate work. I realize that this is very early in the days for you, but you've got to think outside the box. I think they call it blue sky thinking these days, don't they? It's a nice modern term, but that is what I feel you're going to do. You're going to offer a service, not just to individuals, but to corporate people, so that you would see groups. Have you thought about this, Celine?
Yeah, I mean, I'm still haven't started out on a full-time career because I'm in that student mode. But, yeah, I'm definitely having different ideas. So, yeah, that could be one of them.
You've definitely got the right idea. You see, you're not just thinking, I'll go and see the neighbors, I'll do this. You are thinking into the big city. You're thinking beyond what people would call, oh, this is limiting me. This is, you're not limited, Celine. You are being given this for a purpose. You're going to take it out there. And I feel the one thing you are going to do is to start to create an online presence. Have you been building a website?
No.
Yes, tell me yes. Yes.
No, I said no, I haven't.
Celine, you've got to do that. Mm-hmm. These days, you've got to have an online presence. You've got to have a way to be connected and instantly almost, because the people that you're signing up will want an ongoing service for you, from you. And I do feel that you will succeed dramatically with that. But one of the things that you've got to do is absolutely believe in yourself, which I know that you are doing. So thank you very much for calling in, Celine. Now just believe with yourself and you're going to do it. And believe me, I heard that song, Manhattan. That's where you're going to work in the corporate industry. Thank you very much, Celine.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Celine. Well, I think that we've got to have a song now, Countess.
All right, just going to entertain them for a moment while I set up here.
Well, what we're going to do, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to sing a song. It's traditional for myself and the amazing Countess to sing to you. Well, it's the Countess that does the singing. It's the me that's making the noise in the background that I laughingly call singing. But you might just enjoy this. I think, have you found your guitar yet, Countess?
Eh? The Queen is preparing for the serenade.
Yeah, you've lost your guitar, eh? How about that, ladies and gentlemen? Eh? The Countess Starella can't find her guitar. What are we going to do? Eh? How are we going to cope? How will I get my key? Hit me with it, Countess. I didn't mean literally.
Oh, well, I was coming right for you, bud.
Yeah, we're going to sing a song from West Side Story, if that's all right with you, Countess. Would you like us to sing Somewhere?
Oh, this is a great song, yes.
Yeah, this is especially for all those people out there who are looking for a place. And there is a place, and it is somewhere. Are you ready?
Yes, indeed.
There's a place for us somewhere, a place for us, peace and quiet and open air wait for us somewhere.
There's a time for us, someday a time for us, time together with time to spare, time to learn, time to care, someday.
Somewhere we'll find a new way of living.
We'll find a way of forgiving. Somewhere.
There's a place for us, a time and a place for us. Hold my hand
and we're
halfway there. Hold my hand
and
I'll take you there.
Somehow.
Someday, somewhere. You were incredible, Countess.
Thank you, darling. You're pretty cute yourself.
I sang that in a certain style. I hope you liked it. It was a little bit different, don't you think?
Kind of sounded John Waitsy.
Tom Waits, there you go. You hit it on the head. He's brilliant. Ladies and gentlemen, if you've never heard Tom Waits sing Somewhere, listen to it. It's on YouTube. He's incredible. He's even better than me. Then that wouldn't be difficult. I know you're all saying that, yeah. Who's that, yeah? Who's that? Can we please speak? We've got a lady on the line here, yeah? Is it possible to speak to a lady called Sarah? Is it possible to speak to Sarah?
Hi.
Sarah, can you hear me? Yeah?
Yes.
You're a career lady, aren't you, Sarah?
No, I wish. That's part of what I'm calling about.
Oh, well, I feel that you will be, yeah? I feel that there is a new step forward for you, yeah? And I do see you by the sea. Do you live near the sea?
I don't.
Right, because I can see the sea with you and boats, yeah? So you definitely are going somewhere near where there's boats and the sea, yeah? And this is not necessarily tied into your career, but it is definitely to do, yeah, with boats and the sea. And I feel that this is okay. Somewhere in Florida. Have you had connections with Florida in the past, Sarah?
I have family there, but not much, very little. I've been there once.
You've been there once, right? Okay, because it looks to me like Florida and the Keys, yeah, where I see these boats, yeah? So there's going to be some connections with Florida and the sea, yeah? And that will be very good for you. You've got a specific question that you want to ask me, Sarah, yes?
I do. I have no idea right now about work, and I do have the possible opportunity to start a business that I've gotten a lot of training in. I don't know. I have three different options, and I don't know which one is my best.
Well, what did I say to you at the start that you're a career lady, and you said no, you weren't, and your question is about your business and about the career that you're going to take, and this is going to be a big success. You see, the problem is that you may not have any experience of this, but you are being given a career opportunity to actually make a leap forward, which will change your life, but you actually have to start believing in this. To a certain extent, this is going to require an investment in not just time, but also some to do with money. Does that make some sense to you?
Well, right now I'm doing a business program, and I have almost no money, and I'm spending it all on doing the business program. And I don't know if it's a good idea. I'm considering dropping out because it's so expensive, and I am working so little right now.
Well, it will all fall into place. It will all fall into place, and you've got to continue with. Is your course to do with it at a university?
No, it's an online business course.
Because I do feel that you will be doing something to do with a university. You've got to apply yourself assiduously in the right direction here, Sarah, and you will succeed. I feel that you will do something to do with business studies, but it's linked to a university. The online course may be extremely expensive, but if it opens doors and gets you into the course that you need to do at the university, that's fine. I feel that your business opportunity is going to take place, and you've just got to absolutely believe in yourself. When we come back from the break, will you please stay on the line, Sarah?
Sure, please. Thank you.
Yeah, will you please stay on the line, because we're just going to take a break. And when we come back from the break, I'll speak to me, and then I'll introduce you to Countess, and we'll have a quick look a bit further. All right? Thank you very much. We're going to be back. We'll be back.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio hosts and motivational speakers Sue London. Thursdays on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Starella, one of Britain's most respected psychic mediums. John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Starella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Starella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Starella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Good evening and welcome back to Psychic World. We've got a caller on the line, I believe. Is it Sarah, yeah?
Yes, hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Well, we were speaking just before the break about your new careers opportunity, which is coming up.
Yeah.
And I'd like you to briefly, if you would, please speak to my colleague, the amazing Countess Starella.
Sarah.
Hi.
What are these three choices? Are they very different from each other?
Yes, I feel really confused. One would be like a very creative route.
Okay.
Another would be with Ayurveda. And another
Say that
would
again?
Be like a certain kind of alternative healthcare.
Okay.
And another would be, there's actually two different choices in alternative healthcare. So it's kind of choosing between a more creative direction, more like with nutrition.
You're going to be guided through a type of intuitive power. You're going to feel a passionate call. I think you can't put the creative one aside. I would do that one, and I would still explore the alternative side. And I get a strong feeling that if you can possibly afford it, you should finish this course. There will be money later so that you can catch up. But I think John got the same inspiration. There's something about this course that will be instrumental to the completion of these projects. And overall, I just want you to have a feeling of good fortune and good luck and enthusiasm. And oh my gosh, it's happening for me. I'm so excited. And rock solid confidence that whichever ones you choose, and I have a feeling you may be able to actually do a little bit of both of them, which would be great for you. I wouldn't limit myself to anything. I would explore all the possibilities and just have the feeling that everything you touch becomes a success, because you're making a sort of prophecy here by your own thoughts and confidence. Don't you agree, John?
I absolutely agree, but I did say right at the start, as soon as I heard this lady's voice, Sarah, that business is what you were going to succeed in. It was a new career opportunity. If you've decided on that and you're going to go, and I do feel that it's the alternative healing that will work in a unique way, and absolutely believe in yourself, as I said at the very start of this show, it's having the confidence to do it. You've got to believe it. This course will open certain doors that you're on. I realize it's a little bit expensive at the moment, but you will be doing something ahead with the university. Can't quite put my finger on what that is, but I believe it's to do with the state university. So which state that you're in, you will be doing that. As I said, I see that you're going to go to visiting Florida and there's boats. That will be a holiday. You need to recoup your own energy before you start expending it on others, but I feel that you will be a success if you believe in yourself, as you do believe, and have the confidence to succeed. Then you are going to get there. Sarah, thank you very much. Is there anything you'd like to ask me before you go?
No, that's it. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Sarah. Now believe it and do it. Thank you very much. Now, Countess, I'm absolutely sure that that lady is going to succeed. And we've had a call in from a lady called Sharon, who's in Ohio, and she's been asking, would she be able to find work? Yeah. Now, Sharon, I'm tuning into your name here, yeah? There's going to be some connection ahead, Sharon, with a place called Columbus. You've got to listen to this, Sharon. Yeah, you're going to go to a city called Columbus. Yeah, which is in Ohio, and there's going to be some work connections there. And I believe that by the end of this month, when there is a specific celebration coming, yeah, that by that time you have got yourself an opportunity. It's linked to Columbus in Ohio, Sharon, and there is going to be success there. But you have got to go for this. Don't sit back and think, well, I can wait. Get yourself on the internet, look on the internet, search that. There's going to be a connection that you make. It's linked to Columbus, Ohio. And when you go there for that interview and you make it happen, then you will succeed. So, Sharon, thank you very much for sending that message in. And anybody else, if you want to send an email message in, a text message in, however you do it, you can get through to the show and you can call us here. This is Psychic World. I'm John G. Sutton. And with me is the amazing Countess Starella. We've got a lady called Sue. Can we hear Sue, please?
Hello.
Hello.
Sue, can you hear me?
I can.
You can hear me. Would you like to have a short word with my friend, the amazing Countess?
Hello, Starella.
Hello, darling. How can we help you tonight? What's going on in your world?
Well, I hear you said that if you ask for some healing could be given. That would be nice.
We can do that. All you need to do is relax and feel as though your ability to receive healing is a very strong part of who you are. So you open your heart and your mind and you go, oh my goodness, all these people and maybe some people that can't be seen are sending me an energetic vibration to help me feel better. And of course, you have to help this along by taking care of yourself and keeping worry to a minimum. Do you think you can do it?
I felt it today. I think I could do it.
Well, today's the day. Love and appreciate yourself. Let go of any unkind feelings you have towards anyone from the past. Just say, oh, they couldn't help it. They did the best they could. Let me move fast forward past that. I don't want you to hold on to anything from the past that may have troubled you. Make a fresh start and say out loud, when I wake up tomorrow, I'm a new woman. John, would you like to add something?
Yes, Sue, I'm going to send you some healing thoughts here as I'm speaking. You can hear my voice quite clearly, Sue, can you?
Yes.
Yeah, well, you listen to the voice vibration. On that voice vibration, I'm sending you power here, and I know that that power will come, and it will be with you, and it will help you heal overnight. Now, this evening, I want you to sleep, and I want you to wake tomorrow feeling refreshed and ready to go. There's a new start, a new way forward here. Also, I sense that there's going to be some reason for you to go to a place called Seattle. I don't know if you have any connections with Seattle, do you, Sue?
I've been to Seattle, and I'm not too far from it now.
you're not too far. Well, okay, I can just see a place called Seattle, and I feel that you are going to go there. You must start feeling better tomorrow morning. You will feel better. And also, I see something to do with a pet. Did you have a pet cat, Sue?
A while back, I had a cat, but I'm not really a big cat fan. I'm more of a dog fan.
No, but you did have a cat, yeah? Because
yes,
there is a cat that watches over you. Sue, tomorrow morning, you'll feel so much better. Give it 2 weeks, 3 weeks. Ring back into the show. Speak to me then when we've got a little more time, Sue. We're very rushed this evening, but thank you very much for calling in. Feel better tomorrow, Sue. Call in and tell us that you did. Thank you, Sue.
All right, thank you.
Bye,
thank you, Sue. Yeah. Well, we're coming to the end of the show, Countess.
My, how time flies.
Yeah. You can remind people that aranum.com is where you can get Countess Starella, psychicworld.net, you can get John G. Sutton, or indeed on aranum.com, where I work as Psychic John G. You've been a wonderful audience this evening, and I've been John G. Sutton and the Countess Starella. We will see you next week. Thank you very much. Good night.
You've been listening to Psychic World with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Starella. Tune in each Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, for one of Britain's most respected psychic mediums. John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. Countess Starella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Starella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Starella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net. See you next week.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Hello, this is Peter Aquilina, CEO and founder of Deer Defense LLC. For over 15 years, I have been dedicated to tick reduction and the prevention of Lyme disease and other tick-borne diseases. Deer abatement and tick reduction is what we do, and it is all we do. We offer deer fence sales and installation, organic tick sprays, even a simple and inexpensive Lyme risk assessment for your property. Call or email us today at 203-550-8350 or deerdefense@gmail.com. That's deerdefence@gmail.com.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I want to introduce you to my friends at BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor in the United States and Canada. Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol oral-sensitive patients. Practitioners often complement Beyond Balance formulas with high-quality homeopathic, such as Pecanus Bigeric remedies to enhance patient results. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, at 800-203-3775. That's 800-203-3775. And together, let's win the battle against Lyme disease.